This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so I did realize, and I've realized this before, I should say I realized again, sometimes the less you know, the better about something. So this morning, and it happened yesterday, but this morning, I Googled pink cocaine. Now, why did I
Google? Whoa, what you trying to do? Because he wants to see.
I had the
white cocaine before. I wonder what the pink cocaine looked like.
He says, is that like pink lemonade? Because I like pink lemonade.
Well, it's funny you say that. I wish I hadn't Googled pink cocaine.
Are you really?
Yeah, what popped
really,
up?
You know who could have told you that yesterday?
Yeah,
me.
Stephon Diggs.
Well, yeah, I bet he.
I watched that video way too many times, by the way. He was so smooth with it. What's my name?
Yeah.
What's my name?
So it will never cease to amaze me the stupid things that people do when it comes to these sort of manufactured drugs and stuff. Let me read you what I Googled. I copied and pasted it. It's not even cocaine, by the way. Pink cocaine, this is quote, pink cocaine is a powdered mixture of substances which is dyed pink, may have a sweet smell, and typically produces mind-altering hallucinogenic effects. Pink cocaine is a mixture of different substances.
Mm-hmm.
Every batch is different, and a person does not know how their body will react to it each time. The only commonality of pink cocaine is its bright pink coloring. Why do people do
so it's pretty much, that? So it's pretty much Molly.
It's some sort of hallucinogen.
No idea.
Like, what the hell is Molly?
Yeah.
Why people was popping Molly, had no clue what it was.
Well, Molly is more specific. That's not even Molly.
But they don't even know, like, every
Not speaking from experience, by the way.
Yeah, it sounds like you got to know a thing or two about Molly.
All right, fine.
Ain't Molly.
Let me take a sip of this water because they're going to come in here and have me pee in a cup.
Yeah. So, listen, man. Like, I'm going to do a drug. What kind of drug are you going to do? I'm going to do a drug that some either bad scientist or amateur scientist mixed together with all these chemicals, and then I'm going to snort it up my nose.
You're saying that as an athlete, he should be a little bit more discerning with what he puts in his body.
As a person.
Oh, okay.
As a person.
Well, maybe he ain't doing it. Maybe he
pulled it out and gave it to him.
He did pass it to the girls and say, hey, y'all split all that. Y'all good. Y'all come back to daddy whenever y'all finish. That's pretty much what he said.
He called himself daddy. Yeah, or they called him daddy.
He said, what's my name?
Yeah.
And they all say, daddy. Video was so uncomfortable.
Pink cocaine. No idea. I had no idea what it was.
Yeah. That's not a good look. Not a good look by any means, which does make me wonder. Like, you did see them over there filming that, right?
Yeah, and Mike Vrabel was not happy.
Why would he be? Yeah. They just gave this up.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. All right. T-Mill just said pink cocaine is like a Jeffrey, which I always forget what movie that's from, but I do remember the reference. And from the 713, real Molly would be MDMA or ecstasy. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is
all correct. Mixed in one. Yeah.
Just ask Reggie.
Right. Okay. Expert. I'm a drug expert right here.
You don't even know how funny that is because I'm not anything, but I just be reading.
I don't understand how people sniff anything up their nose, man. I had trouble with like medicine.
Mm-hmm.
The medicine that kind of, I guess you.
Yes. Support.
Like, I'd be struggling with that.
My wife
like,
will
how
tell
can
you,
y'all
my family will tell cocaine? You. I am so, I'm so, you know, discreet about the medicines even I take that are prescribed. I'm like, I don't want to take a lot. I don't want to get hooked. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
This guy is just batching together some pink cocaine with who knows what.
He was smooth with it too, man. He looked like a pimp outside on the corner.
Shout out to our guy, Larry and Stafford, who on Twitter was like, hey, man. He should ask Odell about getting on them boats. And apparently, boats are a problem.
Yeah.
Apparently, getting on boats are a problem. Either you lose, either you're going to lose a playoff game or you're going to get out here making it tough for everybody in the New England Patriots organization. This is going to be a very interesting first test for Mike Vrabel. Like, how much of the Bill Belichick are you trying to be? Like, how much of an ornery you know what Are you trying to be about this? Because he could really make this tough on Steph.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I imagine you don't just want you don't just want Mac Hollins and Kyle Williams. And then upside down question mark running routes for you. I imagine you want this Stephon Diggs to do a little bit of something for you. Mm-hmm. And yes, 936. If we're going to get very serious about this, people that vape are taking the same risk because what's in all of that? Yes, I understand.
I don't disagree.
Yeah,
I don't disagree.
Nah, that's somewhat true, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what's in that type of stuff.
Did we turn into like a daytime PSA? Is that what we did?
Well, my confession was,
funded by the DARE program?
My confession, I mean, it never ceases to. Why do you do this?
Me personally.
Smoke a little weed. It's from the earth. Who cares?
Hey, man. All right, Smokey. I'm a little B, man.
I don't smoke weed, you know that. Yeah, but I'm saying, that's grown.
Look, I like to control myself. I feel like if I take that stuff, I won't have control of myself.
Right.
Me personally.
Right.
I ain't saying y'all don't have control of y'all selves, mm-hmm. but. Me personally, man.
This is the worst special program. Like, this is the worst, a very special episode.
Don't do
ever.
Drugs. Just smoke weed.
Hey, yeah. Y'all can do what y'all want to do.
Oh, my God. Very special episode. All right. let's get to my confession here. Y'all got to have some shame. Like, we have to bring back shame. That is. I very strongly feel that about this, that we have to bring back shame, because I was scrolling Twitter this morning, or X, as some people choose to call it, and I saw this. I saw that. Are you guys familiar with the actress Sydney Sweeney?
Of course.
Would you be able to describe her to me?
Hot.
Okay,
Her parts. She is known for her parts in specific show.
Yeah. Oh, her parts as in like how she likes using auto parts to, you know. She's big into restoring cars.
She's the template for Brittany Mahomes.
Okay, he brought this back to Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah.
She has large mammary glands, which you're getting to. Yeah. Okay, very good. No, but. Really, she ends up being kind of like a modern sex symbol, mm-hmm. Out there. And apparently she is partnered with Dr. Squatch. Dr. Squatch, like the soap company or whatever.
Okay.
To create her bathwater bliss. 5,000 bars of soap that come with a certificate saying they come from the water that she was bathed in.
Well, I really want to say it. All her water is bliss. All her bath water
see,
is bliss.
See, that's the problem. This is the shame that I'm talking about. Yeah. This is it. Thank you for She's displaying. Doing, yeah. Have some shame.
And see, I agree with you, Reggie. I think it should be some shame, but when you got people like Lopez, she about to be a billionaire.
You're
now
the reason
for people
that this
like
is
you.
Here.
I didn't say I was going to buy her. I was just making a comment. Yes. It's just commentary.
All the people like Lopez is why she's doing this. That's exactly why she's doing this.
I'm kidding.
The idea that this is like, there's an official company like, yeah, this is how we do it. I'm like, guys, we have lost the effect of shame in our society. This is a watershed moment, guys. Yeah. We need more shame. We need to bring, like, I understand shame could be, you know, really, it could bring people down. It could be weighty. But you know what? It keeps people, at least at some point, it kept people from doing this. It did. And I feel bad being this person, but I feel like I need to be the proponent of shame. We need to bring it back.
I think Figgy's was just siding with you, but not necessarily in that same boat.
I'm in the same boat as Reggie, man.
I see you, T-Mill. You out here getting two bars. I know it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of shame, I thought Reggie was going to take my confession the way he started it, mm-hmm. and I'm probably going to start the same way he started his last confession. I think we need to bring shame back.
That's right.
Because I was scrolling on X, as some people like to say. I still say Twitter, but I ran across a post, and let me be clear, this is my girl. I like this artist. Mm-hmm. It's an artist by the name of Erica Banks,
okay,
who's originally from Dallas. But she be in Houston a lot. She be traveling a lot, Houston and Atlanta and all that stuff, mm-hmm. rapper. And she announced she's having a strip tour.
A strip tour?
A strip tour mm-hmm. with private dances starting at $1,000.
Yikes.
So I'm guessing from what it looked like on the flyer, she it looked like she might be going to strip clubs mm-hmm. to maybe perform some music. I don't know, but yeah. dance. And the dances are starting off at $1,000. Look, I like her a lot.
No, thank you.
But I'm not paying $1,000 for a dry dance. Mm-hmm.
What? A dry dance?
Dry is wild. What is happening?
No, let's dry be real. Dance. Let's be real. Like,
we are.
are you paying $1,000 just for a lap dance?
No.
Of course not. The first thing, it's funny, I looked at the comments of what people were saying. First thing people were saying, nah, I can have a better time with that for like $200. Like, why am I paying $1,000 to dance? Pretty much.
Yeah.
But like, why are you paying $1,000 to dance?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know about that. I'd rather take that $1,000, go to another strip club and just have a good time.
You're
in
darn
the section,
right.
drinks,
absolutely.
Maybe eat some wings. You know, strip club got good wings.
Oh, yeah.
I could do all that for $1,000. I don't know about $1,000 for a dance.
He said,
man.
Let me get $1,000 and go to my local strip club and become a legend. They will raise my jersey to the Raptors.
Put my jersey up there with James Harden. I don't know about that, man. $1,000, I'm going to be looking like the little creeping players club.
That's crazy.
Were you trying to follow Diamond home?
Yeah. Now you did say that $1,000 is too much, which does raise the question, how much is not too much for you there, Fig?
Yeah.
What is the number?
Not too much.
Give us a number.
You said 200, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not really. 200. No, I ain't say 200 for that. I think it depends who it
Give
is.
Give us a number.
Yeah.
So let's say back in the day it was, remember back in the day, Cardi B used to dance in the clubs and stuff like that.
Right.
And I know some people who she actually danced with.
Mm-hmm.
For her, I would probably pay like at max, and this is Cardi B. Everybody know who Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay probably like I'll pay $100.
$100.
Yeah.
Does that come with the pink cocaine?
All right.
Nah. I'm cool on that. It probably do come with the pink cocaine if her dude is sponsoring it.
Yeah,
$1,000, man.
$1,000 is a lot.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah.
Somebody said I got 25. All right, so I do want to be careful though, because I would put
Are
up.
Are we a, pitching in?
I do.
Are
put we, up, and I feel like that is some real we need shame here, because if you and your homeboys putting it together in order to get the dance, I feel like that's a little problematic here. Yeah. But I do want to acknowledge though, we're talking about some athletes out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like we not just talking like there are some very athletic shows being put on.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like you gotta make sure to pay market rate for it. But I don't know if $1,000.
That's what I'm saying. Remember, she is a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how she is as far as dancing on the pole and private dancing and stuff like that. So I just don't know about $1,000. And that's respectfully. That's with anybody,
that's
man.
Respectfully.
Yeah, that's respectfully.
Somebody said, wasn't she robbing fools? Yes, by charging $1,000.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yes.
That's part of it.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm cool with her and all that stuff. I don't know about that one, man.
All right. I regret this whole segment going the way that it did.
Somebody said, are y'all going to talk to fourth graders?
Team Mill is out here saying, I wish Sydney Sweeney was going on one of these tours. Is there a spray bottle around here? I need to go.
Yeah.
What is happening, Team Mill? I need you to.
I wonder how much Team Mill would pay for that private dance.
I will find out here shortly. I'm certain of it. In what I can only describe as the most explicit lunchtime confession in my particular tenure here. Somebody said, wear the camera glasses. Nah, they will throw you out of there like Jazz on the Fresh Prince.
Oh, 100%.
They will hoist you by your petard and chuck you out into the parking lot, into traffic on Richmond. You better be careful. All right. those are the lunchtime confessions. I probably reluctantly presented by the men's clinic here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 6. I appreciate you hanging out with us despite all that other stuff. This is why I say we need to bring back shame. All right. Coming up next, never shame necessary with this segment. Let's do a little buy or sell on a Thursday. Are you buying what these various people in sports are selling? 713-572-4610. Play along. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.